Tainus Esther Mukdem. It is a predated fast of Esther. Tov Shin Gimel 1943. Purim was on Sunday, so the fast of Esther was moved up to the Thursday prior. And since it is a fast day, we say Sliches and Avinu Malkeinu. This is important to note because there were traditions in Chabad that by the Alter Rebbe they did not say it. The Alter Rebbe did not put it into a Siddur, not the Sliches, and not to say Avinu Malkeinu on a fast day. Also, the Shaar HaKelel says that very strongly, and we also have traditions that the Rebbe Rashab did not say Sliches and Avinu Malkeinu, since the Alter Rebbe didn't bring it in the Siddur. But the Rebbe determines that our minig now is that on a fast day we do say Sliches and Avinu Malkeinu. Machtzis HaShekel, because it is a predated Tainus Esther, fast of Esther, we have to perform the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel, giving a half a coin, which we have to give every year before Purim, and every year we do it the day right before Purim. But this year, since the fast is 3 days earlier, so we do it on the fast, because there are many customs that give the Machtzis HaShekel on Purim, or some in a case like this year when Tainus Esther is early, they do it also on Purim, but our minig is that we have to do Machtzis HaShekel on the day of the fast. Chassidus kelela shnei inyonim ikrim. Chassidus includes two fundamental principles. Aleph, one, havonas kol halacha b'shorsho umkeiro ha'atzmi beruchnis. To understand every halacha with its ultimate sources and roots, as it is in the spiritual plane. Hainu, b'sfiras umadreges b'chol eilom v'eilom. In the various attributes, in the various planes, in the various worlds, each according to its level, as explained extensively in Chassidus, the various levels and the various spiritual worlds, which are the source for halacha, where we can find the spiritual meaning. We have to comprehend every subject of a halacha, how to implement it in the divine service of Hashem. Although that the halacha is divine wisdom and intelligence, and it is Torah law, so that in itself is strong. Nevertheless, one must discover within the halacha a element of divine service in the conduct of a person in this physical world. This is a letter the Friedrich Rebbe wrote for himself, and the Rebbe talks about how important it is to learn Chassidus with diligence, with intensity. This way, you will have the proper vitality to be able to feel and live Chassidus accordingly. And the Rebbe says, with reference to these two fundamental principles, number one, that a halacha has a spiritual realm, and the second point is that you have to implement it in divine service. It's not only about halacha, but there's a lot behind it, and there is what you have to learn a lesson in serving Hashem. So the Rebbe brings an example. We have, by korbanos, we start off, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem, when a person will bring an offering to Hashem, that's the simple meaning, and Chassidus explains, Odom ki yakriv, when a person wants to become close to godliness, mikem korban l'Hashem, from you, you have to bring this korban. You want to become close, you have to make that move. How do you do that? You bring a korban. What's your korban? You sacrifice your ox. You sacrifice your animal soul. You sacrifice your yetzer hara. And in this way, we understand the question, what is the point of bringing a korban? A korban is to atone for a sin. What's the point of slaughtering an animal? But the idea is, you have to meditate. When you bring a korban, you have to meditate on the fact that you deserve this punishment. And instead, God in his mercy exchanged it over an animal. This has to arouse within you the proper regret and the proper repentance and make the proper resolutions. And it's about the meditation and understanding of the inner meaning of what a korban is. And like by a korban, it's by every mitzvah, every halacha, you can learn something, how to refine your attributes. And the Rebbe finishes by saying, and this brings you the perfect life. There is the connection between the body, which is the external which is the halacha. And then there is the neshama, there is the spirit. Just like by a human being, he has a body and he has a soul. The soul, as lofty and as spiritual as it is able to do tremendous things. It has vitality, it has energy, but without a body, it's spiritual alone. It can't act. A body has all the limbs, but if it doesn't have a soul, he's dead. So the body needs the soul, and the soul needs a body. And when they come together, it's a living person. And this is when you connect the external with the internal, you have the perfect match that creates life. And this is how you bring yourself to live properly. When you know the halacha and you know the inner intent, this brings you to true life.